You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Today.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, get a Swiss Gear backpack for only $10. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. While supplies last, M725.
Greek banks have reopened for the first time in 3 weeks, but Greeks are still limited to how much money they can take out of their accounts. Customers can withdraw no more than 60 euros a day, but they're spending more on everything.
More austerity measures went into effect today, which means prices for most goods are higher. People are trying to work out how much higher, where the new prices have hit them, where the bargains are, and so on. So there's quite a lot of confusion at supermarkets, though no panic.
That was AP correspondent Derek Katu. The 72-year-old took office 8 weeks ago after the most closely contested election in Nigeria's history. A midday explosion at a southeastern city in Turkey near the Syrian border has killed 28 people and sent 100 others to the hospital. Turkish officials say there has been no claim of responsibility, but they have evidence the attack was a suicide bombing and suspect ISIS was behind it. The British Prime Minister is launching a 5-year plan to defeat Islamic extremism. He says it's time to counter the ideology that has attracted so many young people. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
The attorney for a woman who died in a Texas jail cell is ordering an independent autopsy to determine how she died. Sandra Bland from the Chicago area was arrested July 10th after Texas police said she became uncooperative during a routine traffic stop. She was still in jail Monday awaiting posting a bond when she was found dead. Authorities say the 28-year-old hanged herself, but her family says she would never take her own life. She was in Texas interviewing for a job at Prairie View A&M University. In an effort born out of a story of survival decades ago, one man is making sure that Christians are being rescued out of ISIS-controlled captivity. USA's Ron Taylor explains.
A Jewish Holocaust survivor is helping Christians escape from ISIS-controlled areas of Iraq and Syria. British publishing mogul George Weidenfeld is heading a safe havens fund named for him. The 95-year-old British lord says he has a debt to repay to Christians because the Quakers and Plymouth Brethren gave him food and clothing and helped him reach Britain in 1938 after being evacuated from Nazi-occupied Austria. Earlier this month, the Weidenfeld Safe Havens Fund chartered a plane that flew 150 Syrian Christians to Poland. Weidenfeld says the fund will rescue up to 2,000 Christians in areas controlled by the terrorist group. Ron Taylor, USA Headline News.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has signed a bill outlawing non-emergency abortions at or beyond 20 weeks. Wisconsin becomes the 15th state with a 20-week abortion ban. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And I'm Georgine Trinkle, and we're here at Houghton Hunterdon. Today is Monday, July 20th, and it is just after 4 o'clock, and I'm in the studio here with a special guest, Diana Fredericks, who's going to be talking about her profession. And as always, so welcome, Diana.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to have a good time here at Houghton Hunterdon today. We always start off with a quote, and since you are an attorney or an esquire, we're going to start off with a quote that is, we try to be relevant to our topic of the week, and we're going to use a quote from Charles Dickens from The Old Curiosity Shop, and he said, "If there were no bad people, there would be no good lawyers." Very good. So that's our quote for the day. And we're going to start with some weather, because I know everyone's sitting around after listening to Kelly on the news trying to figure out what they should do. Now, I will tell you, Diana, we have two bad words here, sleet and snow.
Okay.
Okay. And now we introduced a third bad word this past Monday, which is severe weather. So that's another. All the S words are gone. You could say whatever you want on this show, be controversial, do whatever you want to do, but no sleet, no snow, and no severe weather. Very bad.
Got it.
All right, great. So we're going to have a good time here, and first we're going to figure out what is the hazardous weather condition today. And as you all would guess, it's a heat advisory until about 8 p.m. this evening. And I just want to take a moment to remind everyone, we've been very blessed this summer with not having a lot of hot temperatures, but I want to remind our listeners that when it is this hot, people who have some historic health issues can have a more difficult time, especially those with asthma and respiratory issues. Now, right now, as far as I know, Hunterdon County does not have a cooling station. But if you don't have air conditioning, or if you don't have electricity and you need some oxygen, use the public library, go visit, find a book, apply for your library card, or do what I have to do, which is renew my library card. I got my email about that the other day. Go somewhere cool, go walk around a mall, do whatever you need to. But remember, when the temperatures get this hot, it is difficult for some people. So if you have a neighbor that, is living alone or does have some conditions, check on them. Go knock on the door. Go make sure they're okay, that their air is working, or that they have some good ventilation. Bring over some strawberry lemonade. Do something nice for your neighbors. But remember, when it is this hot, it is a problem for people with chronic health conditions and for those that are in target health areas. So we try to make sure we check on our neighbors here at Hot in Hunterdon, and it really is hot in Hunterdon today. So it's a literal thing, because it is 93 degrees out. We're looking at a slight chance of thunderstorms this evening. And remember, whenever it is this hot out, we do have some historic storms that could move in that are usually isolated. So always be prepared. Tomorrow we're looking at a high of 92 with some more chances of thunderstorms throughout the day and evening. Wednesday is the day that you want to call in sick. That is a beach day. I've declared it here at Hot in Hunterdon. Call in sick. It's sunny. It's 85. It's beautiful. Wednesday night's mostly clear, around 60. And Thursday could be a holdover for being on the beach on Wednesday. Go for 84 degrees. So looks like a pretty good week here at Hot in Hunterdon and here in Flemington. So I hope everyone enjoys, but take seriously the heat and go check on your neighbors. So, Diana, why don't you introduce yourself and let our listeners know who you are and what you do?
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I am a partner at Gebhardt & Kiefer, which is a law firm in Clinton. We're located on Route 31 North in Clinton. We have been in business, the firm's been around since 1884. This is our 131st year. We are a mid-sized firm. We have 19 attorneys and staff. We practice everything from estates, wills, trusts, real estate, personal injury, employment, insurance defense, municipal, and then, of course, we have a family law department. And I am a family law attorney, and that's all I do.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, talk about maybe we should have started out with a list of the things that your firm doesn't do, because that seems pretty extensive. So we're going to talk more about that and your specialty in family law. So stay with us here at Hot in Hunterdon.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Okay, we're back here at Hot and Hunter, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I'm with Diana. And we're talking about her firm in Clinton, which is called?
Gebhard & Kiefer.
Excellent. And everyone who is paying attention knows that it's on Route 31?
We are in Clinton.
Excellent. Which is a great place to have a firm and a great place to do business, I think.
We are. The firm's been in that location since 91. Prior to that, they were on Main Street in Clinton since 1884. And it's a great office, and Hunterdon County is a great place to live and practice.
Now, is that firm one of the oldest in the county?
I believe it is the oldest.
The oldest, okay.
I believe so.
That sounds pretty prestigious. Have the historic. Did it have any roots in any of the historic buildings in Clinton?
Maybe. I'm not sure I know the answer to that. Okay. I'll let you know next time.
Well, you know, when we don't know, we just make things up around here. No problem. We could come back and find out that information. But Clinton does have such great history, and they just celebrated an anniversary at the town, and there's a lot of great celebrations around that.
Absolutely, yes. I think the town turned 150. The county had their tricentennial. The firm turned 130, so lots of celebrating.
That's fantastic. I work for Norwest Cap, and we're celebrating our 50th anniversary. In fact, today we did a time capsule burial.
Oh, how cool. Congratulations.
Thank you. Except we didn't bury it because we kept hearing horror stories of how people couldn't find the time capsules. And it is Phillipsburg, so we thought maybe we would just have a pretend burial. We're actually going to store it up in the attic, and then, I don't know, 25 or 50 years, we'll take it back down. But it was fun to share the history from the past and for people to bring historic things they thought would be historic items. And so I think that's great with a firm that has their tradition in a town and continues that tradition, because we know that the law changes every day.
It sure does, yes. Absolutely. And family law is also ever-changing. Most historically and recently, we have the Supreme Court decision on same-sex marriage.
Yay!
And then last September, the state of New Jersey passed a bill on alimony reform. They also passed the Collaborative Divorce Act. So there's a lot of exciting things that have been happening recently.
And it's hard to keep up with that. So we need very informed people as our guests to come in and share some of the changes that happen and to let us know how involved they are in the community and what some of the attorneys in our local, I mean, obviously Hot and Hunterdon, we usually talk about things that happen in Hunterdon because it's a Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce internet radio show, but there's such a large impact that attorneys are making in the community. I've had other guests on that are attorneys. Nick Polita is constantly volunteering. I don't know how his billable hours get billed because he's always the first one to help out a nonprofit organization or another community-based organization. And I feel like you do the same thing. And the Bar Association, the Hunterdon County Bar Association, actually does a lot in this community. And I believe you're an officer, aren't you?
I am. I will be installed in September as president-elect, and then I will be president of the bar in 2016.
Now, some of the boards that I've been on, they have a rule in their bylaws language that the outgoing president also has to remain on the board for a year or 2 years.
We do. It's 1 year where you remain on as a trustee.
So you're actually committing for several years at a time when you become an officer.
Yeah, it's a six-year commitment.
And I know I've seen in the paper, usually around June, a mock trial that the Hunterdon County Bar Association does. Did you participate in that?
I did. I served as a mock trial judge, and it was wonderful, and the kids did such an amazing job. And first of all, it was great to pretend to be judge for a day. but they were the kids were well prepared and just did such an amazing job. And it's we don't get to do that many fun things in our profession, and this is a truly fun day.
Maybe you could just let our listeners know what you do for the Bar Association for the mock trial.
Sure. So some attorneys volunteer and coach the teams. Some attorneys act as judges and bailiffs. I witnessed a personal injury trial, which was interesting, especially interesting because it's outside my field, where a child had been hurt on a school field trip.
Uh-oh.
It was about school liability.
Oh, I feel a law coming on.
So it was great. And the kids are so into it and so dedicated, and they spend the year getting ready for it. I'm also the chair of the Bar Association Scholarship Committee. So part of what I also get to do, which is fun, is go to the various high schools in the county in May and present the mock trial scholarship, which is also a really nice thing for some just amazing, well-deserving kids to get these scholarships. And you sit there and you listen to all their accomplishments, and you feel so ashamed that you don't do enough, because these kids are just so stellar.
Well, I know that's not the case for you, because you do above and beyond in the community and in your field, and you're painting a picture of an attorney as a fun time here, so we're going to have to delve into that a little bit more to see if that's really true. But the Bar Association and the scholarships do impact Hunterdon County students, isn't that right?
They do. They do. Everything stays local within the county. We also, Michelle Cresti, our current president, did an amazing job collecting food pantry items before our seminars. We were sort of rivaling the State Bar and the Boy Scouts and some local communities to see who could raise the most for the food pantries. And so all of our members brought goods with them before our continuing legal education seminars. And we really are trying to give back and trying also to stay local. Sometimes there's a real misconception that you have to go east to get a good attorney, and that's really not the case, really not at all. Hunterdon County, we have, I think we have over 500 attorneys, 223 of which are members of the Hunterdon County Bar Association.
Wow, that sounds really high. Is that how other counties are statistically?
I don't think so. It's hard to say because the other counties, some of which are much bigger and more densely populated. However, we have an amazingly collegiate bar. We have just a bar where you don't hesitate to reach out. Although I'm lucky and I'm in a firm where I can walk to the office next door and ask a question, the majority of our firm, of our Bar Association members are solo practitioners, which is unusual, I think, compared to other counties where there are more big firm predominant. So we have a county where you can call anybody, you can see anybody and ask questions, and you really do know most people, and that's unusual, and it's really nice. It's a really nice way to practice.
So can you tell us, as a judge, did you find someone guilty or innocent?
We, neither, because it was a civil trial. However,
now we can tell who's the attorney in the room.
However, we found that this school was not liable.
They were not liable. So the children got to live another day and continue with bus transportation, because you know if there were liability issues, all bus service had to stop immediately.
Well, you know, it's amazing the rules that exist today. I don't know anything about school law. However, as a family law attorney, in dealing with custody issues, it's amazing how often I have to deal with school bus schedules and who drops whom off at whose house, and whether the bus will go to both houses. So you spend a lot of time learning about those kind of things.
Well, that sounds not as much fun as some of the other things you've described so far. Diana, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about your volunteer experiences, your firm, and what it's like to be an attorney here in Hunterdon County. So stay with us, everyone.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules,
station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon. I'm Georgine Trinkle, and I have with me Diana Fredericks, and we're talking about all the fun things that she does to volunteer in the community and with her firm, which is in Clinton, New Jersey, and has a long historic place in Hunterdon County history. So we wanted to talk a little bit about some of your volunteer work. We touched briefly as an incoming president for the Hunterdon County Bar Association, but I know that you also work with the United Way, and that's actually how we got connected with the United Way of Hunterdon County, we should say, because there are so many different United Ways, but that would be with Bonnie Duncan.
Yeah, absolutely. Bonnie's fabulous. Last year, I met Bonnie initially through the chamber when I did the Leadership Hunterdon program, which I graduated from in 2013. And I met Bonnie through that, and then I took Bonnie's board development primer, where she teaches you how to be on a board and to serve well in the to-dos and not-to-dos, which was an amazing course. And at the conclusion, she invited me to join the United Way board. So I was sworn in June, which was really lovely.
That's a nice thing about Bonnie. She's very direct, and when she finds a good volunteer, she's just right on top of that. Just make sure that can happen, because the United Way of Hunterdon County does rely on volunteers for their allocation process, for so many of the things that they do to support Norwest Cap and other nonprofits like us. So on behalf of all of the agencies that receive funding from United Way of Hunterdon County, thank you for your dedication and your ability to support the community in the allocation process. And I know they do a lot of fundraising as well. And some fun things. Their annual dinner this year, I know, was really fun.
Absolutely. And that's where, coincidentally, I sat with two women from your office who said, oh, you must get to meet Georgine and go on the radio. So here I am. They were fabulous. I just happened to sit at the right table. And then United Way is in the middle of building their volunteer center, which is going amazingly well. And they need volunteers for everything from building to food donations. So that's going on. Tools for Schools is also going on right now. And they need donations, and they need people to put together donations. And so if anybody's interested, they can call Amy at the United Way and volunteer.
Excellent. And let's tell people what Tools for School is, because some of our listeners may not understand. And especially in a county like Hunterdon, where the income is so different. It is so different. It's visible. And the Tools for School, maybe you could just talk a little bit about that, or I can jump in, because you know that I can never seem to stop talking. So what the United Way does is they collect school supplies and they get donations. Some people refer to it as stuff a bus. So what are really important items are brand new backpacks, notebooks. Unfortunately, the teachers, I think, and I'll put it right out there to the teachers, they don't understand that a lot of our households and families cannot afford the long list that they provide of things that they must have. And it's very, very expensive. On average, it costs about $80 to outfit a student to go to some of the schools, between the calculators, the backpack, the different notebooks, pocket folders, and certain book covers and dictionaries, and sometimes even electronically. And it's such a shame, because we see that our low-income families don't have the same access to things that families in higher income do, and this creates a divide. And now you have education, public education, where it's not equal. So that's a problem. So we appreciate the United Way doing things so that when kids walk in and or they're at the bus stop, they don't look different than other kids from higher income. So we're trying to balance that out a little bit. And it may not seem like a lot, but the stress that's on a family when they're trying to, and there's just no money for new clothes or new shoes, and they're trying to make it exciting for their child who knows that they're going to go to school and everyone else is going to have new shoes and a brand new, you know, $50 or $60 backpack, and they just don't have it. It's difficult for the parents and for the child as well. It starts that experience being negative when we want it to be positive. So we really appreciate the United Way's efforts. And, you know, if it's not a big deal for you when you're at BJ's or one of the little stores, just pick up a backpack, stuff it with some notebooks and some filler paper and some pens and pencils, and make that first day special for our kids here at Hunterdon County and beyond, because it really we really want them to be positive and enthusiastic when they go to school. And as much as we don't want people to look at other people and compare themselves, with the Desiderata poem, if you do that, you'll become vain and bitter. We don't want our kids to be vain and bitter, but I think when you are that teenager, you can't help but look around and see what you have and compare what you have to other people and find yourself lacking, especially when it's those basic necessities. So shout out to the United Way for trying to make that first day back and all the days back at school productive for our low-income children. So stuff the bus or...
Yeah, the tools for schools. They're also looking for a hairstylist who'd be willing to come do haircuts so the kids can look great on their first day back. And again, call Amy at the United Way and let her know you want to volunteer.
Okay, and if anyone wants to donate new shoes, a gift certificate to any of the local shoe stores would be really, really appreciated, because they do look down and they do see what kind of shoes they have. So I know Pay Less, you can usually get one or two pair, and it's expensive to send those kids to school, even the public schools. So that, and you are a new volunteer to the United Way board?
I am.
Excellent. Excellent. So have they signed you up for a lot of different committees?
Yes, I have. No, I'm only on one committee as of right now.
So far,
but
wait.
I have a lot of volunteer dates that I've just put on the calendar for the new volunteer center.
And did they tell you that you have to get other members of your firm involved as well?
No, but I've recruited my husband fully. So.
Excellent. I think that's great. And we do appreciate your service to the community. And I know those aren't the only boards that you serve on. I know that you do some other work in addition to your full-time job in family law, which is divorce, custody support issues. I want to touch on collaborative divorce when we get back. We're going to take a quick commercial, and we're going to dive a little bit more into the law firm. So we have some news. I know people want to hear the news, and then we'll be back. Stay with us.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the nuclear deal between Iran and six world powers this morning. The resolution also authorizes a series of measures leading to an end of UN sanctions. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says it's a bad deal.
Now we're going to have Iran with nuclear weapons, as well as, I believe, a nuclear arms race in the Middle East.
He spoke in a Fox News interview. It is a historic day for U.S.-Cuban relations. The agreement between the two countries to resume normal ties is in effect. The Cuban flag now hangs in the lobby of the U.S. State Department, alongside those of other nations with which the United States has diplomatic relations.
U.S. diplomats in Havana will have the ability to engage more broadly across the island of Cuba with the Cuban government, Cuban civil society, and even ordinary Cuban citizens.
That was White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one. But with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, get a Swiss Gear backpack for only $10. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. While supplies last, M725.
Nigeria's new president is meeting with President Obama. Muhammadu Buhari is meeting with President Obama at the White House to shore up relations between the two countries and to seek assistance in the fight against Boko Haram. President Obama held a news conference earlier.
Nigeria is a big country and a diverse country with many different parts. Nevertheless, the people of Nigeria understand that only through a peaceful political process can change take place.
The 72-year-old took office 8 weeks ago after the most closely contested election in Nigeria's history. A midday explosion at a southeastern city in Turkey near the Syrian border has killed 28 people and sent 100 others to the hospital. Turkish officials say there has been no claim of responsibility, but they have evidence the attack was a suicide bombing and suspect ISIS was behind it. The British Prime Minister is launching a 5-year plan to defeat Islamic extremism. He says it's time to counter the ideology that has attracted so many young people. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
The attorney for a woman who died in a Texas jail cell is ordering an independent autopsy to determine how she died. Sandra Bland from the Chicago area was arrested July 10th after Texas police said she became uncooperative during a routine traffic stop. She was still in jail Monday awaiting posting a bond when she was found dead. Authorities say the 28-year-old hanged herself, but her family says she would never take her own life. She was in Texas interviewing for a job at Prairie View A&M University. In an effort born out of a story of survival decades ago, one man is making sure that Christians are being rescued out of ISIS-controlled captivity. USA's Ron Taylor explains.
A Jewish Holocaust survivor is helping Christians escape from ISIS-controlled areas of Iraq and Syria. British publishing mogul George Weidenfeld is heading a safe havens fund named for him. The 95-year-old British lord says he has a debt to repay to Christians because the Quakers and Plymouth Brethren gave him food and clothing and helped him reach Britain in 1938 after being evacuated from Nazi-occupied Austria. Earlier this month, the Weidenfeld Safe Havens Fund chartered a plane that flew 150 Syrian Christians to Poland. Weidenfeld says the fund will rescue up to 2,000 Christians in areas controlled by the terrorist group. Ron Taylor, USA Headline News.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has signed a bill outlawing non-emergency abortions at or beyond 20 weeks. Wisconsin becomes the 15th state with a 20-week abortion ban. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we're back here at Hunt and Hunterdon. That was the news, which was great. And I think that we'll skip the weather, but just know it's hot and sunny, and it's going to be pretty nice all week with some isolated thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. But it's looking good, but definitely check on your neighbors and make sure that everyone is drinking, hydrate, and bring over some, maybe I wouldn't suggest alcohol when it's this hot, so do some non-alcoholic sangria or some other fun drink like the strawberry lemonade that you can make and bring over to your neighbors. Go meet the neighbors. If you have a pool, invite your neighbors that don't have a pool over. Share. It's a good time to share when it's hot out, and a good time to meet people. So I'm here in the studio with Diana Fredericks, who has been talking to me a little bit about her experience as an attorney, and to all of our listeners about some of the volunteer work that she does. And I hope that it motivates anyone who's been thinking about doing some volunteer work, either locally, or of course we have listeners from all over. There's United Way is a national organization, so check out your local chapter, find it, learn a little bit more about it. If you are an attorney, we're going to talk about some volunteer opportunities at the end of, or towards the end of our day here today at Hot and Hunterdon. But Diana, I wanted to touch back on collaborative divorce, because this is a new phrase, And I know family law is your specialty. Maybe you could tell people a little bit more about what that is.
Sure. Interestingly, collaborative law has, I guess, really blossomed in the 80s, but it's very new, at least in Hunterdon County, new-ish. And in September 10th, 2014, the collaborative law bill passed. And a copy of that or any of the materials we talk about are available on my website, which is www.gklegal.com. There's tons of materials on that on our site. If you click on the family law page, you can read the acts. You can read all the web pages about the different family law areas. One of the things that makes collaborative so different is that you have your own attorneys, like you would in a traditional case, but that's about where the similarities end. When you are doing a collaborative case, you actually sign a participation agreement, which says that you will not litigate, and that if you or your spouse choose to leave the process and litigate, you can no longer use these attorneys. And so the point is that it really incentivizes not only the parties but both and their attorneys to commit to this collaborative process, because you're not going to spend a year or 6 months or however long working through these issues and wanting to start over with a new attorney. That's a real disservice to everyone that's in the process. Of course, there are certain things and times that people fall out of the process, but that's unusual. Those who are committing to the collaborative process don't want to go to court. They don't want to go to litigation. They want to work in a collaborative form to try to reach an agreement on their issues. The other interesting parts of collaborative law is that the statute provides for confidentiality and privilege to be to what we call neutrals. So, for example, in collaborative law, you could have a divorce coach where you have a mental health professional who comes to our meetings, and so there's five people at the table, and the mental health professional can assist, particularly where maybe it is a more acrimonious case. The divorce coach meets with the parties separately ahead of our collaborative meetings, our group meetings. They can be part of the meetings, and they're helping to facilitate the process. As in the traditional sense, unfortunately, in litigation, attorneys are not only the lawyer, we're the mental health professional and the accountant. And we're not suited to act as all three on all occasions. We're really not. We're there to help you with the law and the legal issues. So what collaborative does in a certain sense is we bring in these neutrals, a mental health professional to act as a divorce coach, a financial planner, a CPA to act as the financial person, so that you have all three of those needs being met in an equal way. And that's really the critical piece of the process. And most people think, well, isn't it more expensive because you're bringing in all of these people? I don't have enough money to do that. But that's really not true, because it may be a little more money up front, but long term, if you're able to resolve your case, it's far less. And you're getting the benefit of all of these experts. I will tell you, the way I practice, even in a litigation coach, I'm involving all of those people anyway, because I can't wear all of those hats. That's not fair to me. More importantly, that's not a best service to my clients. But it doesn't mean that we're committed to a collaborative practice. So it's far more nuanced than that, but that's a really high-level explanation. You're agreeing not to litigate. And we have meetings where I'm part of the New Jersey Collaborative Law Group. We have meetings where the collaborative attorneys meet with the mental health professionals and the financial professionals, so we can try to figure out how to best help one another, how to best function and work together to make a case truly collaborative. We're not supposed to be positional. We're supposed to work together. So it's very different than the day-to-day that we normally do. In some respects, in other respects, it's the same as we've always practiced in Hunterdon, because we are a collegiate group.
And how much of your practice is the collaborative law?
Formally, a small percentage.
Small percentage. Do you see that something that's going to change?
It is. I would tell, in other counties, it's really taken off. Hunterdon seems to be a little bit lagging in that. But let me also say this. 97% of cases settle. I can't tell you the last time I tried a case, not because I'm not prepared and willing, but that's just not the way of the world anymore. Certain family law matters go to trial inevitably, or certain things like domestic violence or things to that effect. But mega divorce trials are not necessarily the way of the world anymore, for cost reasons, because good attorneys are so invested in alternate dispute resolutions, because that's what's best for your client, is to make the case resolve itself the best that it can be, with the best reasonable expectations, the compromise to be done so everybody can move on with their life.
Can you talk a little bit more about the confidentiality with the collaborative divorce?
Sure. So what's an interesting piece of collaborative is the divorce coaches and the financial planners who are participating as coaches or neutrals are entitled to privilege and confidentiality like the attorneys are under the statute. And that becomes important because if you leave the collaborative process to litigate, you cannot take the work with you.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, certain people put certain exclusions in their participation agreements, or if the process fell apart and you wanted to agree otherwise, you could, but that sort of defeats the entire purpose. The point is you're committing to this process, and for people particularly who have children and custody issues, it's why you're getting divorced and dealing with those issues. And that's helping them to facilitate the process to get you divorced, whereas in litigation, nobody cares why. The why is irrelevant. And we don't care why you're getting divorced. We're just trying to figure out how to get you divorced. So the other thing I've heard people say is collaborative, and I think this is equally applicable to no matter how your case falls, even though you're no longer husband and wife, you're still mom and dad. And that's sort of a big theme I heard a lot when I did the collaborative training. So there are, and although the statute doesn't require training, I actually had a blog post about this recently that I wrote. If you're at all inclined to do collaborative law, find someone who's trained, who's part of a group, who's participating in the process, and someone who's truly collaborative, not just holding themselves out to be.
That sounds like really, really good advice. I wonder if we could talk also then about mediation.
Yes, I'm far more comfortable talking about mediation. I serve as a mediator, which I've also been trained by, I've taken the courses to do that. Mediation is where you and your spouse go to a neutral third party, which is typically a family law attorney who's well-versed in the area. You want someone who knows the judges in the county where you are, who knows the attorneys. I can't tell you how important that is, because you want someone who knows your judge. That's why I wouldn't take a case in Essex or Bergen necessarily, because you want someone who knows the judge. That really does make a difference, I think. And I don't mean knows the judge in any sort of negative context. I just mean that you know what to anticipate and expect. So that being said, you want a mediator who also knows all the players, who's local, who knows what they're doing. And you can go with your attorneys or without, and you submit yourself to this neutral third party who's going to help you to facilitate an agreement, who's going to listen to you and your spouse and help you try to help by educating you. Mediators can educate. They can't give advice, but they can educate. Well, the law says this, so do you think you're if the law says that you're entitled to open durational alimony and you're only offering 1 year, maybe that's not reasonable. That's a dramatic example, but that's
good
an example.
It's a good example for people to understand the difference between education and advice.
Not saying you're crazy, you can't do a year. and you want a mediator who's direct. You want someone who's going to give you good help and constructive help. And someone who's going to call your attorney if they think you're faltering, or invite the attorneys to participate in the process. I send the majority of my cases to mediation, if not before I file the complaint for divorce, very, very soon thereafter. And for sure, everybody has to go at some point during the process. And mediation's invaluable. It really is one of the best tools we had. And collaborative law is sort of where mediation was 30 years ago, when everyone was like, well, nobody's going to mediate. What's mediate? And now that's such a normal thing in our practice. And I'm truly hopeful collaborative will get to that same point.
That's great. Something to look forward to, and a change in how we can use the law and be more together when we have to go in front of judges and be with people who are trained and educated and know what to expect, so that our expectations are met, or at least they're not so far away.
Yes, you want an attorney who gives you reasonable expectations. There's nothing worse than spending your child's first year of college tuition on attorneys because you have unreasonable expectations. And I understand there may be something not so self-serving about that statement, but I'd rather see people be happy and move on.
And come back when they need other advice. If it's not family law, then some of the other practices that your firm takes on, because they leave with, you know, a happy, at least a feeling that they were helped.
Yes.
And that their money was well spent and they had value at the firm.
Yeah, and that's one of the best things. One of the great things about working at Gebhardt & Kiefer is if my client needs a will, we can do that. If my client has an employment issue, especially in contacts with a divorce, you know, things come up. People stop performing at their job because of their divorce, or they're afraid they're going to be cut and then alimony is going to be affected. Or tax planning issues. We have a new associate who has an LLM in tax. So there's a lot of resources that we can tap, which makes my life much easier in assisting my clients when they're going through the most difficult of times.
Sounds like a very comprehensive firm. We're going to talk more about that in our last 15 minutes. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the work that you've done with NorwestCap and how helpful that is to our agency. So we'll be back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, we're back here on Monday, July 20th at Hot and Hunterdon. I have Diana Fredericks with me here. We just were talking a little, we touched upon the collaborative divorce, and we segued into the mediation process and what that means with family law and how the firm is able to help with so many different services. And I know one of the things we wanted to be able to talk about is some of the work that you've done with NorwestCap.
Yes, I was lucky enough to work with Pat early last year and do a presentation on the new alimony statute. And we had, I think, we had five attorneys in the area, five local women who we came and we put together a presentation on all different issues, college, mediation, alternate dispute resolution, and I got to talk about the new alimony statute. And we were supposed to end at 1, and we ended up staying till like 3 o'clock because everybody stayed and had questions and can't turn people away. So it was a wonderful experience.
That sounds great. Our Career and Life Transition Center for Women, actually part of the legislation, we have the fees from the divorce filing goes to support displaced homemaker programs across New Jersey. And unfortunately, even as many divorces as there are, it's still not sufficient to fund the programs across the state. So we're forced to do different fundraisers, and we rely on volunteers a lot in a group setting to not give individual advice, but to educate people about some of their options in a broad way so that people can manage their expectations and know a little bit more. You know, when you enter into something that's so unknown, it can be so fearful.
Yes, and the new alimony statute has some interesting intricacies on the duration of alimony, on cohabitation, and on retirement.
And the ladies had a lot of really good questions. And it's a complicated area when you don't do this every day.
It is complicated. And I think that our emotions become so overloaded with, because it's such a heavy topic, and it impacts people's future and their ability for their day-to-day life. And we know statistically divorce, actually more women and children end up in poverty than men. So we know that we're dealing with some things that can significantly change a household income.
Absolutely. And even in a place like Hunterdon County, you can't take the same income and make it work for two households. It just doesn't really work, no matter what your income is. And so having Norwest Cap to refer our clients to, we're a very traditional county in a lot of ways. We still have a lot of women who stay home and raise children and haven't been in the workplace in a long time. And so when they come to see me, and I'm like, well, you're going to have to go back to work most likely, or going to have to figure out what you want to do, you're one of the first names I give, because Norwest Cap, because we don't have, that's outside my capacity to tell them how to do that.
And it can be really overwhelming. And one thing I didn't do as the host here today, we were willing to take calls, so we still have a few minutes if anyone wants to call into the studio. The phone number here is 908-237-2410. And the other really important thing I want to do, Diana, is I want to give out your website again.
Okay. www.gklegal.com, gklegal.com. And if you click at the top, you'll see practice areas, and you can click on family law. And I'm proud to say we have a very extensive website with pages on, I think, almost every type of family law issue. There's also a family law blog where you can read about interesting cases. There are also mediation guides, divorce guides. We really try to give a lot of information. You can also click on any of the attorney profiles or my email. I'm happy to give out my email. It's dfredericks@gklegal.com. Happy to help.
That's great. I think that when you're able to make a personal connection with someone that can guide you through such a turbulent time in your life, I think it's really important. And I think that choosing the wrong attorney for something like family law is a disaster, because it's not just the money and the cost, but you know, you're impacting your future and the future, if you have children, of children that you love. And
absolutely, it's really critical. And I'm not shy to say, if you want to go to avvo.com and read my profile, you can read what my clients have had to say about me, so you can take their recommendations, not my own.
That's always nice. That's very neutral. And again, your practice in family law, you are trained in collaborative law and divorce mediation.
Absolutely.
And are there other, and your firm obviously has a lot of specialized pieces of law within it. You mentioned tax attorneys.
Sure. We have tax attorneys, wills and estates, real estate, employment, municipal. There is a myriad, if you go on business and corporate transactions. Again, all of them are listed on our website. And then under the guise of family law, I do divorce, support issues, grandparent visitation issues, DCPMP, which formerly known as DIFAS, prenups, post-judgment motions, post-divorce disputes. So it's really a myriad of things within family law. And so many things touch family law, bankruptcy, tax, real estate, wills, things like that. So it's nice that we are at a firm where we have a huge reference point to assist our clients in those issues.
And your point of contact is personal enough that people can feel that they know their attorney, and you know, it's a personal touch. That's important when you're doing something that's so difficult and such a challenge.
Yeah, divorce is a death. It's the dissolution of a partnership. And although it's very businesslike in certain respects, it's a death in a lot of other respects. And people have to grieve and be angry and go through that process, and it's really hard.
And yet you specialize in family law, so I think we might need a whole hour to figure out that. But maybe that's why you're out in the community having fun, serving incoming president-elect for the Hunterdon County Bar Association. And I know that you do. We talked about your United Way board experience, and you probably serve on some other boards.
I do. I volunteer for the District Ethics Committee for the state. I've volunteered for Anderson House. I'm lucky I get to participate in some chamber committees.
And you went through the Hunterdon County leadership.
I did. It was wonderful. I met 11 people that are be friends for life and that I would never have otherwise met. So, and I learned so much about Hunterdon County, things I didn't know that existed. And I've lived here a long time. So it's been really, it's been a phenomenal program. The chamber's been a real asset for me.
That's great. And the leadership program, I think they were taking applications. I know there was a commercial not too long ago. So if anyone's interested in having a similar experience, contact the Hunterdon County Chamber to learn more about the Hunterdon County Leadership Program. And there's also a State of New Jersey Leadership Program, which is, you know, on the similar vein, which is really interesting. And you get to learn about the whole state. So if it's Hunterdon or if it's the state, at least you're trying to develop some additional knowledge. And it's difficult to connect with people that are outside our realm of everyday life. So it's always nice when we can connect with people.
Meet other non-lawyers.
Absolutely. And for me, other people that are not in the nonprofit world, it's always a treat. And I wanted to just wrap up with a little bit more about your firm. So just some basic information so people don't have to go crazy. We mentioned your firm was in Clinton. So a phone number, if you don't mind sharing that.
908-735-5161. And again, our website is gklegal.com. And although it's still in the works, on September 16th, I'll be giving a free presentation on divorce, alimony, and all of those things with a mental health professional and a financial planner. And if you check my website, we'll post more info about that.
Oh, that's fantastic. We'd love to be able to have you back when you have that information. You could talk about that seminar and we could get the word out about that. That sounds great. Do you have any final wrap-up thoughts?
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're a great guest. Thanks for coming out here and for all the work you do in the community. And I hope that people really understand how much you're giving to the community and serving the community and trying to help others.
Thanks, Georgine.
All right, so that's it today for Hot in Hunterdon. It's July 20th. We know it is hot here in Hunterdon. I thank my guest, Diana Fredericks, who I got to meet because she had to sit next to my friends at NorwestCap, which she won't be doing again, but they are good friends to make sure that I always have radio guests. So shout out to Helene Meisner from the NorwestCap Food Bank and always to our NorwestCap Career and Life Transition Center. And I just want to give a shout out to Peggy, who is under the weather. And Peggy, I hope that you're back at NorwestCap really soon because I really miss you. And I hope that you get well soon. We're going to go to Ruth Ann is on vacation today, so you'll probably get a rewind from Ruth Ann Celebration Hour, which is fun. She always has what she calls as zany characters in the studio, so we won't be running into those characters here today, Diana, but we will be able to share one of Ruth Ann Celebration Hours on a rewind. Everyone have a great day today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community, bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Directly to the campaign, donors for Rubio also raised an additional $32 million to two outside groups that support Rubio and can accept unlimited donations. Fellow Floridian Jeb Bush raised a record $114 million since January. Texas Senator Ted Cruz's supporters have already raised $52 million. Other GOP contenders who've released fundraising